Good morning. This is KVNF Regional News for the Western Slope. For Monday, January 13th, I'm your host, Patricia Naft. A skier died over the weekend on Saturday on Aspen Mountain after colliding with a tree. According to the Aspen Times, 56-year-old Aspen resident Jonathan Stewart was killed after the accident on Saturday. Stewart was the intermediate Bellomecio run on the mountain. Stewart was on the intermediate Bellomecio run on Aspen Mountain. News out over the weekend that a long-lost screenplay from Grand Valley resident Dalton Trumbo might be the basis for Steven Spielberg's next film. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, reports from Hollywood say Spielberg and screenwriter Steven Zelinin might be turning Trumbo's Montezuma into a film starring Spanish actor Javier Bardem. Larry Sepler, a biographer of Trumbo, has said when the screenplay was published in 1965, it wouldn't take a lot of money to produce. Sepler says that's most likely why it hasn't been made into a film since then. Trumbo, who was blacklisted from Hollywood after refusing to testify before the House Un-American Activities Committee, graduated from Grand Junction High and worked as a court reporter for the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel early in his career. The Daily Sentinel also reports that a medical marijuana dispensary in Carbondale could become the town's first seller of recreational pot as early as Wednesday. If town trustees there approve a license application for recreational sales Tuesday night, the owner of Doctor's Garden in Carbondale says he'll open his door for retail sales at 9 a.m. the next morning. According to the Daily Sentinel, the shop would be the first outlet for recreational marijuana along the I-70 corridor west of Frisco. Store owner James Leonard says he's preparing for a crowd Wednesday morning if the town approves his license. Despite recent news of a better-than-usual start to this year's winter snowpack, farmers and ranchers across the state are worrying about water shortages this spring. As the Denver Post reports, some early crops this year along the Front Range could be threatened by limited water supplies, partly because of September's historic flooding there. Some irrigation ditches that feed crops in northeastern Colorado and closer to where the floods hit aren't fully repaired. Deputy State Agriculture Commissioner Ron Carlton told the Post there's, quote, not a lot of time left to get those ditches repaired before the early growing season or to get crop insurance money out to farmers. Emergency aid from federal agencies isn't expected to get out to farmers for another month or two and possibly even longer. Still, federal USDA authorities say eventually there should be enough money for all 236 farmers and ranchers who applied for relief money from the government's Emergency Conservation Program. But according to the Post, that money still wasn't sent out as of last week. The Post reports that some farmers and ranchers could qualify for government help are choosing to bear the brunt of the damages from September's floods themselves instead of waiting for sometimes drawn-out processes to play out. State lawmakers are back to work under the Gold Dome for the annual legislative session as part of Capital Conversation series Benta Berkland talks to political reporters about the first few days and the governor's State of the State address.
Joining us today, we have Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post and Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press. Just wanted to get both of your takes on opening day and the governor's State of the State speech.
Well, I thought the governor's speech was interesting in that it really reached a tone of reaching out to all parts of the state. Republican state legislator Jerry Sonnenberg, who's been a critic of Governor Hickenlooper, said it was the best State of the State address he's heard. He's now heard eight Democrat speeches from Governor Bill Ritter and Governor John Hickenlooper. So I thought it was interesting. There was so much positive response from Republicans, from some who said, that was great, but don't quote me.
The governor touched on pretty broad brushstrokes, talking about economic development and job growth, a lot of things that people could agree on, and also talking about the state coming together amidst a lot of tragedies.
Well, it's true. I mean, these are usually very cordial affairs. Even in the worst of times, you would be hard-pressed to have members from the opposing party saying pretty nasty things. And like Lynn said, a lot of the Republicans seem to have a very positive reaction to the speech. They like the fact that for instance, that he, the governor, is proposing to increase the state's budget reserves, some of his ideas to reform education by changing the way that students are counted. They like some stuff, but there were also some comments of like, well, it's an election year. What else can you expect to hear from a politician about more bipartisan and coming together and trying to appeal to more voters?
And Lynn, at the beginning of every session, we hear lawmakers in both parties talking about coming together and working in a bipartisan fashion. How likely is that this session? Obviously, they do agree on a lot of bills, but when we talk about major policy changes.
Well, it's always the job of the minority party to say, here's what the majority party's done wrong, and here's the way we should do it. Just like the majority party always says, look what a great job we've been doing. I thought it was interesting that in the Senate Minority Leader Bill Cadman, a Colorado Springs Republican, I called it his stroke stab speech. He would stroke them with some nice comment and then kind of stab them about, but you did this last year, but you did that last year. It's kind of what you do on opening day.
Any bills stand out to you so far, Ivan?
You know, so far, we haven't really seen some of the bills that a lot of us are expecting to, like, repeal some of the gun restrictions. We do have now a proposal that would repeal the new renewable energy standards. This is doubling the standard that rural cooperatives currently have. So that's already been introduced. There are a couple of bills that we've seen in the past, some gun rights legislation from Republicans, like allowing people to have a concealed handgun without a permit. The Make My Day Better law, which would give businesses some protection when they shoot an intruder at their property. So we've seen some of the stuff that we've seen in other years.
There's a lot of criminal justice bills that have been introduced, just breezing through them. You know, penalties for trying to fake the results of your drug test, the DUI felony bill, et cetera. There's always a lot of justice bills introduced, but I was just kind of struck by how many as I was going through them. Then there's the ones where you kind of think the Scottish license plate bill, the little oddball ones that kind of make your day.
Making the King Cup cactus the official state cactus of Colorado, which one I'm sure we'll all be watching.
Okay, thanks. That was Ivan Moreno with the Associated Press and Lynn Bartles with the Denver Post. I'm Benta Berkland, and this is Capital Conversation.
Citizens in Montrose County are continuing to ask commissioners questions about the process to possibly bring another commercial operator at the Montrose Regional Airport. According to the Watch newspaper, Montrose County commissioners have insisted that they won't make a decision on the matter behind closed doors. Some residents have complained that the county isn't being transparent enough in considering whether to let another company operate at the airport. As The Watch reports, the county has informed a committee to consider the issue. That committee is made up of officials from the airport and the county's road and budget planners, among others. So far, that committee hasn't released any details on what companies or how many have applied to operate at the airport. One resident at the county commissioner's meeting on Monday claimed a second operator at the airport simply wouldn't make economic sense. Commissioner Ron Henderson reportedly countered that claim by saying there's no evidence to support that claim. This has been the Regional News. I'm your host, Patricia Naft. Thanks for joining us this morning. Stay tuned for the Morning Music Mix with your host, Go Betty.